thought whether I was going to sing or not. But I'm going to be positive. Let's be positive, man. Back in time. McMonagle here with you on a baseball reaction Friday, 2 o'clock in the morning. Got you till 5 o'clock in the morning when the warm-up show comes your way. 888-808-1019. Manny on the other side. Who's this idiot who continues to say playoff baseball is fun? I don't know who it is, but he's a moron. Because last night was not fun. Last night was a disaster. Last night sucks. And for both of these teams, the Mets clearly in a different situation, on the brink and being dominated. Just flat out, Mets fans. You can complain about the lineup. You can complain about Mendoza. We can complain about anything you'd like. You can complain about any individual player you like, any individual situation you like, not coming through with runners, not coming through with the bases loaded, nobody out, which is clearly that's the formula of these games, right? This is how these games have gone for the New York Mets. They can't hold down this offense for long, and their offense, despite being heroic up until this series, have had opportunity after opportunity. They have, the third inning bases loaded, one out can't come through. Sixth inning bases loaded, nobody out can't come through. The top of this lineup for the Dodgers is absolutely killing you as Ohtani leads the game off. Betts, you can't get him out. Max Muncy has now reached base, 11 consecutive times? And for two consecutive nights, the Mets have got their ass kicked. Plain and simple. Watching this game, it's just a matter of fact. The Dodgers are better. The Dodgers are better in every single way. The starting pitching has been better. The bullpen has clearly been better. And the offense has been light years better. And their superstars and their big players, and even Edmonds and different guys, just absolutely through top and bottom, the Mets have been dominated over the last two games. And dominated in game one. You are talking about a grand slam from Vientos away from getting your ass kicked for four straight days. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Now, that doesn't mean they'll get their ass kicked tomorrow, and it doesn't mean that they're done, and it doesn't mean they can't bounce back like they have at every opportunity this year. But what it means is, as all the talk about heading into this season on the level of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'd be the first to tell you I was part of that talk. I believe this was a fairly good matchup for the New York Mets. I believe the Dodger lineup wasn't as deep as some would have thought. I knew it was top-heavy, and even with Freddie Freeman not in this game, just absolute domination. And that's a bitter pill to swallow in many ways, to watch a team that's just getting thoroughly beat. And there's nothing you can do. And you watch this team continue to have opportunities. The story of this game is, and the story of both of these games that have gone in similar fashion, really, is that the Mets have had opportunities and they don't come through. And eventually, this Dodger lineup is going to pound you. They're going to have the big home run, whether it's Ohtani's three-run home run in Game 3 and the leadoff home run in Game 4, Mookie Betts with the two-run home run in Game 4, Kiki Hernandez with the two-run home run in Game 3. Like, eventually, they're going to come through because you can't hold this team down forever, and you've done nothing to make the Dodgers afraid, nothing to put a scare into this team, nothing then other than eventually we're going to kick their ass. That is what happened the last two games at Citi Field. Plain and simple. The Yankees have had a much different loss last night. The Yankees had a loss of a gut punch variety where they had an opportunity in a series that they've been the team that's been better. They've been the team that up until this point, the series is over. It's a cakewalk. It's the easiest path to a championship or a World Series we've ever seen before. And the New York Yankees, it was just a fait accompli. They were going to sweep this series. Cleveland was making it so boring. I was turning off the game and all the other crap I've been hearing over the last couple of days. And the New York Yankees had an opportunity to end this series, which a 3-0 series, I know you can tell me about 0-4. But a 3-0 lead would have officially, you know, for all intents and purposes, would have ended this series. And the Yankees were one strike away from doing so. And let me tell you why specifically I'm upset about this loss. And obviously there's the obvious reason why I'm upset about this loss. But I'm listening to Keith, and I feel many of the same ways that Keith does and some of the callers do, where there is still a lot of positive here. They're up 2-1, right? The pitching matchup, although we haven't seen Luis Gil since late September, Gavin Williams isn't very good, and he hasn't pitched since September. The Yankees still have the same advantages they had at 2-0, the same advantages they had heading into the series. Their pitching, starting pitching-wise, is in a much, much, much better place. The New York Yankees have a far superior lineup top to bottom. And moving forward, up 2-1, I still have a good feeling of only needing to split the next 2 games in Cleveland and then needing to split the final 2 games at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are still in the driver's seat of this series, and I feel that way, and that's the truth. But here's the problem I have with what happened last night. Two specific reasons why, as much as I love the fight back, right? And this team looked lifeless for the first time. For the first time, the lifeless term that gets thrown around a lot with any team that doesn't score runs, for the first time it felt like it might have applied to this team, as Boyd, after the second inning, just started rattling off out, after out. And a pitcher who's having a very good year, a left-handed starter who the Yankees have struggled against, absolutely shut this lineup down after they scored a run, after the boneheaded play on the base path. And we'll get to all the different things at 888-808-1019. Decisions to change the lineup, for the Mets. But the decisions to change the lineup, who to bring in, all the different particulars of this game. But they get shut down after Trevino comes through with the base hit that has the absolute, of all the base-running blunders, this one bothers me the most, without question, with first and third top of the order coming up and an opportunity to have a crooked number in the first inning just given away by Trevino. But here's the issue I have with this loss and what it means for the rest of the series. One, it ruins the moment that the New York Yankees had. I know it's still, you can still say, well, hey, Judge came through finally in the biggest clutch home run ever. In the moment we were going to be basking in for the next couple of days until they finally do clinch and head to the World Series, we were going to bask in that home run. We were going to enjoy. I was going to come out of the open playing the Judge home run and playing the Stanton home run and getting to Class A and having that clutch moment, getting off the deck, getting to this vaunted Cleveland Guardian bullpen that's the best in baseball and was the one advantage they had in this series. And they were about to take that from them, step on their throat, and take a 3-0 lead and ultimately end the series. So, yeah, the first off, that bothers me. But what really bothers me moving forward, and what people don't seem to realize on some level here, is losing the way they did. And not just going quietly into the night and getting beat by Class A and losing 3-1 or whatever the case may be, is that you had to throw pitchers. Like, there's a couple of things about this bullpen. One, when you get to Class A, you have to win that game. Because, yeah, I know he gave up a 3-run home run against Detroit. I know that. And I know he gave up 2 home runs in this game. And now you feel like, hey, he's not invincible. We've gotten to him. But when you get to the great closer, and he's still a great closer, like, this doesn't take that away. He's a great closer, and he's got an unbelievable cutter, and he's a great pitcher. When you get to him, and you beat him twice with 2 home runs, and you take the lead on him, you better freaking win that game, because I don't know how many times in this series that they'll be able to do that. I don't know if Judge and Stanton are the ones who come up in those opportunities. When you beat their closer, you better win the freaking game. Because now they feel like, well, how many times are you going to beat Class A? And not only that, the bullpen the Yankees had to use in this game, because now you had to go through Holmes. You had to go through Weaver. I don't know if Weaver or Holmes are available coming up in this game tonight with Luis Gil on the mound, who I don't know how long he can go because he hasn't pitched in, like, I don't know, 3 weeks. You got Hamilton who gets hurt in this game, and I don't know if they're going to want, like, to me, you have to IL him and bring another pitcher up here if you can't pitch him with the way the arms are, but that eliminates him from the World Series. I don't care about the World Series, because if you take a pitcher off the roster and IL him, you can't use him in the next round. So that would lose Hamilton for the next round if they're lucky enough to get to the World Series. But I don't even know if I can think about that. They don't have arms right now. Because clearly Weaver, who threw a bunch of pitches in this game, had to get that extra out in the eighth inning, and now has been beat and given up home runs on back-to-back nights, seems tired. I don't know if he's available in this game. Clay Holmes, who's been great, I am not going to get on Clay Holmes. You can if you'd like. He does give up the home run. The sinker stays up, and he gives up the home run to Fry. But he's pitched in every single game of this series. I don't know if he's available. I don't know how good he'll be able to pitch. I don't know how he'll be able to function. I don't know what his stuff's going to be like having thrown all of this. Now you're getting into a bullpen matchup because theoretically you're looking at Gavin Williams versus Luis Gil. These series, almost exclusively, including the Yankee series, gets to the bullpen. Going through and having to pitch all of these guys in these games and losing while throwing them makes me nervous about the bullpen, because you've lost Hamilton. I don't know whether they're going to be able to use these two guys in Holmes and Weaver, who've been their best two relievers. And if they are, how effective they'll be. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is when you have the opportunity they have, when you go and extend your back end of the bullpen guys, when you beat the other team's closer. Those are games you have to win. It's like extra inning games. When you put yourself in that position, which clearly, and Boone was 100% right, in this game, he wasn't going to do that. I got a bunch of people complaining, oh, here comes the punt decision from Aaron Boone to pitch, you know, Tim Mesa. Yeah. Yeah. You throw Tim Mesa in this game after Hamilton gets hurt. Of course, you can't go to your A relievers in the sixth inning down a run. For this exact reason, you have another game tonight and another game after that. But when you get off the deck, when you have that moment, when you do all of this to get back into this, when you go for the foot on the throat to take a 3-0 lead in a series, and you fail and you give up the home runs, now I don't know about the back end of this bullpen that has been the reason they have won. Yeah, they've scored enough runs despite not hitting in scoring position. Yeah, they've scored enough runs despite running into outs on the base paths. Yeah, they've done a good enough job, and they've come through with clutch hits. The thing about, you know, runners in scoring position and clutch hits, and that's what you need to win in the postseason, totally true. Totally true. You need to hit with runners in scoring position, and you need to have clutch hits if you want to win in the postseason. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to come every time. It only has to come enough to win the games. And the New York Yankees, including this loss, have come up with enough hits, enough clutch hits, enough hits with runners in scoring position to win the games. They're on the bottom of the ninth with two outs, nobody on, and with their closer on the mound. That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for. And while I'm not going to kill Weaver, he hung a changeup. They did a good job. And that's another thing. I heard two calls mention it. Please do not call me and tell me the Yankees should have walked Noel. You do not put the tying run on base in the bottom of the ninth in fear of a home run. You don't walk him and then have Jimenez drive one in the gap. Like, you don't do that. You do not put the winning run on base. Plus, the way they steal bases, a wild pitch. Now you've got guys on second and third, and all it takes is a single to beat you. You do not walk the tying run on base. You go out and you get Noel. But the biggest problem, And what I'm really frustrated about, although I am positive, I like their chances. They're the better team. They only need to win two more games here. They're in the driver's seat of this series. I don't think it devastates them. I don't think it's something they can't recover from. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to go out there and play lifeless baseball because they got beat in extra innings and they beat their closer. They got off the deck and beat Class A. I'm worried about the bullpen moving forward, because if you looked at this series and you looked at what they've done in the postseason, they've scored enough runs, yes. They came through in this game with massive home runs, yes. They've gotten enough from their starting pitching, yes. But they've been dominant in their bullpen. Dominant. And you had Canely throw for more than an inning in this game. You've got Hamilton hurt. You've got Weaver and Holmes now overextended, pitching more than they have at any point on back-to-back days like this over the course. Like, they've pitched in every one of these games. Tomorrow, there is a clear-cut way to win this game, and it's the same way we thought, well, later today, it's the same way they thought we'd have to win. Go out and take the advantage of having the starting pitching matchup. And although we haven't seen Luis Gil, he is better than Gavin Williams. This Yankee lineup has got to protect its bullpen, help out this young rookie on the mound after having not pitched for 3 weeks, go out there and pound the starting pitcher and score runs early. So I love the fight. I love getting back in this game. There is a benefit to getting to Class A and making him leery and making it and building the confidence in your lineup going against him that he's not invincible. There's a lot of positives. The negatives are when you beat the closer, you, especially the great closer, you better win the game. And now they had to overextend their back end of the bullpen, and I don't know what it's going to look like. Now, even if they lose this game today, I still feel confident in the series tied 2-2 in a three-game series now with two of those games being played at Yankee Stadium with Cole and Rodon on the mound compared to what they're going to throw at them. Yeah, I still feel good. But the fact of the matter is, the Mets got their ass kicked. The Yankees blew a game. Blew an opportunity to take a 3-0 lead. And it ruined what was Judge's moment. And it ruined another moment from Stanton. And we'll get into the particulars, the different decisions, Rizzo, his defense, Trevino, the stolen bases. But ultimately, I can flush the loss, right? It did ruin the moments. It makes you sick. I needed a quiet, dark space for 5 minutes. Yes. I'll get into my personal. My son was just devastated. It was the first real great moment we had, and then he didn't know how to handle the loss after he thought it was won. It almost, made me smile in many ways because my son's feeling passionate about it the same way I do in so many ways. But I can flush the loss. Going down 2-1 doesn't bother me. I didn't expect the sweep. I never did. It would have been nice. I thought they were going to get it when they were up 2 runs in the 9th inning. Because I think if they win that game last night, they win today. But I can flush the loss. I still like where they are in the standings, in the series. I still like a lot of the things I saw. The clutch nature and the at-bats against Class A. The never say die, what we're seeing from Gleyber Torres at the top of the lineup. What we're seeing from some of the bottom of the lineup. Verdugo and Volpe are having great at-bats. Great at-bats. Wells still stinks. Chisholm still stinks. It's not perfect, but I liked a lot of it. I still think they're the better team, and I still think they're set up to win these games moving forward. I can flush the loss. What scares me is one of the biggest strengths of this team, the bullpen. I don't know what they have later today. I don't know what's available to them. I don't know how effective they'll be. And if they get into these late situations, although he got beat, Class A hasn't thrown that much. And they'll be in a dire situation. They're going to throw Smith. They're going to throw Gattis. They're going to throw Herron. Now, the Yankees have got to Gattis, certainly. And they've gotten to Class A. But those guys haven't pitched as much as the back end of this Yankee bullpen has. That's what bothers me. What bothers me is when you get into those situations and you lose, I don't know how this bullpen recovers. And I don't know who they're going to throw. You might see two innings out of Luis. You might see two innings out of Tim Hill. You might see multiple innings out, you know, from. They might have to call up Leiter and throw him in this game. Like, that's where they are right now. That's my only fear. I'm still confident they're the better team. I still expect them to win this series. But what bothers me about the loss is we had an opportunity, obviously, throwing away those moments from Judge, the confidence it builds inside a team that you had dead, all of that, the obvious stuff. But moving forward, just for this game here, I just don't know where the bullpen is now. And even if they lose the game, I still feel confident, but I don't want to get back to 2-2. I don't want to feel like this series is even. I want to go out and win. And so it's imperative that this Yankee lineup goes out there and pounds the starting pitcher, takes a lead, and make it look like games 1 and 2 and not game 3. And for the Mets, it's really quite simple. One, Peterson's going to start, which is obviously the right thing to do and probably what should have been done this entire postseason. And he's got to go out there and hold down this lineup, but they're going to have to completely flip the script because the script of this series is Dodgers better. I mean, we could talk about a lot of different things you want to call up. We can. All the different situations, the inability to come through with the bases loaded, you know, not playing Winker when he gave you the at-bat that you thought for a second he might have hit one out. Like, a lot of the decision-making, their bullpen and where the state of their bullpen is with really no faith anymore in Buto or Maton. But these games aren't hard to dissect. The Dodgers have kicked the crap out of the Mets the last two nights. They have looked like the far better team that is doing what far better teams do to far lesser teams. And it's up to the Mets to change that. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk some baseball. I suppose we'll get to the football at some point. I don't have Fliegelman here with me. I don't have everyone abandons me. I thank you. Thank you, Manny. You're here with me. But all my football, I don't know. I don't know. So freaking annoyed. 888-808-1019. Let's take your phone calls, get you all the way to 5 o'clock. McMonagle here with you in the overnights, right here on The Fan.